Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simen Shin Yud Zayin, and this is beginning a series of simanim that are very, very, very much nogea l'maisa. Shin Yud Zayin is, as the title suggests, Dinei Kshira Va'aniva B'Shabbos, then Shin Yud Ches is going to be Bishul B'Shabbos, and then Shin Yud Tes is going to be Borer on Shabbos. So we have a lot of very, very nogea l'maisa simanim coming up. So let's begin Simen Shin Yud Zayin. The way to begin Simen Shin Yud Zayin is not with the Shulchan Aruch, it's actually with the Mishnah Berurah, because he gives a hakdama and a very good one at that. He says, "B'Gemara Amrin on the Yesh Kan Shalosh Chalukos." The Gemara says that there are three categories when it comes to the Malacha of Kosher: Echad Chayiv Chatos, Echad Patar Avlas, Echad Mutar Lechatchila. There's one category of Kosher which is an Isur D'Oraisa and your Chayiv Chatos, one that's only Asur Midrabanan, and one type of Kosher that's Mutar Lechatchila. That's even Mutar Midrabanan. What's in each category? So that's Machlokas Rishonim. According to the Rif Rambam and the Mechaber, the Paskins like them, the halach is as follows: Dimu kasher shel kayamu kagon shadarko shiyah kach liolam, dainu shein kotziv zman b'dayto la'atiru, v'u kasher shosil l'skayim tamid, v'u gam kein maisu uman chayiv chatos. If it meets two criteria, it's chayiv chatos, it's an isur d'oraisa. Number one, that it's a kasher that's meant to stay there forevermore, meaning there's no time that you intend to undo it, so it's meant to stay, it's kasher shel kayam. And number two, that it's a professional knot. It's a maisa uman. So only then are you chayiv chatos. V'nespar l'kaman v'sof asif pa'agam mahu maisa uman. We'll discuss in more detail what qualifies as a maisa uman. That's category one. V'imu kesher shel kayama ve'inu maisa uman ve'inu kesher shel kayama patra v'loser. If it has one of these criteria and not the other, then it's going to be an isur midrabanan. And if it has neither criteria, einu maisa uman ve'inu kesher shel kayama, then mutar l'chatchila, then it's heter gamur. That is the sheet of the Chaber, that's the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. Vidas Rashi va'arash v'shari poskim, and the sheet of Rashi, the Rosh, and all the other Rishonim is delo tali klal be'etzem hakesher u'maisu uman. That maisu uman is irrelevant. Ela di'ikra chilukhu, the main distinction is dimu kesher shel kayam adayinu shedakru she'yishar kach li'ol mechanal chayiv chatas v'avim u'maisa hedyot. I don't care if it's maisu uman or maisa hedyot. If it's meant to stay forever, then it's an isur d'oraisa. V'main darko l'kashro Raklizman. If it's only meant to stay for some amount of time, then patra avlasu tzinisud rabbanan the tamik sas l'shel kayama, because it's a little bit like shel kayama v'afilu mu'maisa hedyot. And even if it is a maisa hedyot, v'imdarko la'atiro ba'usu yom, but if you plan on undoing that knot that very same day, then mutar l'chatchila afilu hu'maisa uman. Then it's heter gomer, even if it is maisa uman. Dein shem kesher lof, because it's not called a knot if it's supposed to be undone that same day. V'yesh omrim dekol mi shedarko la'atir b'toch shiva yamim avikim shedarko la'atir ba'usu yom. It doesn't have to be that same day. Even within a week, it's called not a kesher at all, and therefore it's going to be mutar. Now that we have this introduction, and we know that according to the Mechaber, there are two criteria that we're looking at. We're looking at whether it's shel kayama, and we're looking at whether it's maisu uman, whereas according to the Ramah, there's only one criteria that we're looking at, and that is it shel kayama, is it kind of shel kayama, or is it not shel kayama at all? So now we can understand what the Shulchan Aruch says. So says the Shulchan Aruch, HaKosher shel kesher shel kayama, vihu maisu uman. If a person ties a kesher shel kayama, that is also a maisu uman, chayiv. He is going to be chayiv. Mishpurus of katan aleph, afil lo mahadik shaper, v'yachalatir b'achz miyadav chayiv, kivin dolo yiyah nitar me'atzmo. Even if you could pull it apart with one hand, so because it's not so tightly tied, but since if it won't fall apart on its own, that's enough to be a kesher shel kayama, that you're going to be chayiv. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, what would be examples of such ksharim? Kigon kesher hagamalim, v'kesher hasapanim, v'kishrei ritzuos minol v'sandol, shekosher haritzonim, v'shasas yasan, v'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. The knot that camel drivers tie, and the knot that sailors tie on their boats, and the knots in shoes that prevent the straps from coming out when shoemakers make it, and all such ties, all such ksharim. Aval, hakosher kesher shel kayama ve'inu maisu uman, pater. But if it's kesher shel kayama that happens to not be a maisu uman, then you're going to be pater. Says Mishpur Sivkat and Beis, What kind of knot does a camel driver tie? Kesher hagamalim shenokvan lagamal b'chotmo. They pierce the nose of the camel. V'nosim b'tabah shel ritzua, and they make a ring that goes through the nose, but the ring is made with a strap. So v'koshno, so they tie that strap. They tie a knot to keep that, to make that strap into a circle that goes through that operates like a nose ring. V'omed shem liolam, and that's supposed to stay in the camel's nose forever. So what do you do when you want to take the camel for a walk? You attach a leash to that ring that's in the nose, but the ring stays in the nose forever. The leash you take on and you put off, you take off and you put on. Sometimes you'll undo it. So that initial knot, that's a kesher shel kayama. That knot that serves to tie the ritzua as a nose ring on the camel, that's a kesher shel kayama. Similarly, v'kesher asapanim gamu k'min tabas she'osim min ritzua b'nekav shebrosh hasfina. That is also this type of thing where it creates a ring around the edge of the boat. V'osa kesher miskayim tamid, and it's always supposed to remain there permanently. Ukshrotz la'amida kosher ritzua b'osa tabas ma'amida. But if you want to dock the boat, you tie a longer rope to that string, and then you tie the other end of that longer rope to the docks. Ukshrotz la'atira mater ritzua v'nata. When you want the boat to go back out into the water, you untie that longer string, but that basic ring still remains tied. Vos hakesher arishon shel tabas hu kesher asapanim. So that ring is tied with a permanent knot. That's the kesher asapanim. And then we said, and also the shoemakers b'shas asiyasin, when they're making the shoes, haynu hakesher shekosher b'toch haminol shel otuchal ritzua lotzeis vu kayom liolam. The knot that they tie in the shoe so that the strap won't be able to come out, and that also is meant to last forever. Says the Rama v'yesh cholkim, that there are those that disagree with this criteria, that it doesn't matter if it's a ma'isa uman, if it's a kesher shel kayama, you're going to be chayav for it, even if it's b'shel hediot. V'yesh omrim, yesh omrim, shekol kesher sheinu asui lahatir ba'usu yom atzmo, mikri shel kayama, that any knot that you're not going to undo that day is called shel kayama. V'yesh mekilin lomer da'ad shiva yam lo mikri shel kayama, whereas others are makel that if you're not going to undo it that week, it's called shel kayama. It's not called shel kayama. Says the Mishabur Siv Katan Hei, the kol kesher shel kayama haynu shein darko latir liolam, that the yesh omrim, the yesh cholkim that the Rama quotes holds that it's all about shel kayama. So if it's meant to be permanent, that's a chiv daraisa. V'deyaz But there's another disagreement with the Mechaber that this Rama has, and that is if it's Eino Shel Kayama and it's Maisa Hedyot, where you plan on having it stay for some time, but not forever. According to the Mechaber, it's Heter Gomer, because it's not Shel Kayama, because it's not meant to stay forever, and it's not a Maisa Uman. But this opinion holds that as far as Shel Kayama, there are actually three levels. It's not yes or no whether something's Shel Kayama. It's really shel kayama, kind of shel kayama, and zero. So a kind of shel kayama, according to the Rama, is going to be in a sidra banan. What would be kind of shel kayama? You plan on leaving it there for 2 weeks, right? So it's not liolam. And that's what the Rama is talking about with these two opinions that he quotes. According to the first opinion the Rama quotes, if it's meant to last more than a day, it fits into that category of a kesher that's kind of shel kayama and is there for us to drabanan. Uldei shnia, the second opinion that the Rama quotes is kol shematir b'toch shiva yamim lo mikri shel kayama klala mutal lechadchila, that if it's meant to be untied within a week, it's mutal lechadchila. More than a week, it's already kind of shel kayama. Only then is it kind of shel kayama and going to be asur midrabanan. Sivkat and vav ba'usu yom atzmo ela lemachar, that you it's a kesher that's not, you're not meant to untie that very day, but the next day. If you're tying it on Shabbos and you're supposed to untie it on Motzai Shabbos, then it's not a kesher shel kayama at all, even though it's going to last through the rest of Shabbos. But if you tie it on Friday night and you plan to untie it on Shabbos day, even though it's not mamish on the same day, but nevertheless it's it's mutter to call pachos mechavdal shaos biyomo mikri. If it's less than 24 hours, that's called biyomo. That's called that it's not shel kayama at all. So what we learned tonight is basically two points. Point number one is that the Rambam and the Rif hold that kayama and maisu uman is doraisa. Either Kayama or Maisa Uman is Nisud Rabbanan. If it's neither Shal Kayama nor Maisa Uman, it's Mutter. All the other Rishonim and the Ramah hold that it's all tally on how Shal Kayama it is. If it's meant to last forever, it's Daraisa. If it's meant to last kind of Shal Kayama, which is a Machlokas in the Ramah, whether that means more than one day or more than 7 days, then it's Nisud Rabbanan. And if it's not even meant to last that much, again, either less than one day or less than 7 days, then it's going to be Heter Gomer, then it's going to be Mutter. So it turns out that the Mechaber and the Ramah would disagree about that middle category, meaning the Mechaber doesn't have a middle category of kind of Shel Kayama. So if it's meant to last for a month, let's say, and it's a knot of a Hedyot, the Mechaber would say that's Heter Gomer, whereas the Ramah would be more Machmir and would say that it's Asam Midraban, because it's at least a little bit Shel Kayama. Okay, Bez Hashem, on Sunday we'll pick up. I'm not sure where I'm going to be, so we'll stay tuned to the WhatsApp, but we'll pick up on the Mechaber on page 262. Everyone have a good night and a good Shabbos.